Let us start from Daf Kuf Yates Amud Beis, the first lesson of Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Just let's refresh our memories. Before we had a machlokes, the Mishnah says emaftir nach haPesach hafikaymen. We had a machlokes what this means. According to Rav, the Rashbam explains that after the achilas haPesach, one is not permitted to eat the rest of the suda in another chabuz and another mokem. Gzeira, he might do the same with the korban Pesach. But if he wants to eat after the korban Pesach, afik koymen is the loshon afik monim, he can't take out the kelim. Let's visit the shver and the shviger. So you're not allowed to go to them for halal. But by the dessert you eat it, you're not allowed, you eat the dessert where you ate the korban Pesach. That's according to Rav, but according to Rav, you're permitted to eat the dessert there. According to Shmuel, there's an iser to eat dessert after the korban Pesach. Afikaymen means bring in mon, is mustama afik mon, mozain, bring in some food, bring in some delicacies. And according to Shmuel, one is not permitted to eat delicacies after the korban Pesach. And there are two taimim, there are two ways we can explain this halacha. One way we can explain, Bebmes and the Rashbam seem to explain two oifanim, and that we'll see later in the Gemara. One oifan is that the korban Pesach is nechol ala saiva. The Rashbam says the reason is because it's a din lemoshcha legdula. It has to be an achila cheshuve. An achila cheshuve does not mean you're eating it when to quench your hunger. Achila cheshuve means that even though you're zat, you're sitting down to eat this al tachshivas of the achila. So the korban Pesach is nechal ala seida. So if one will be permitted to eat after the achila sa Pesach, so it might come about that what if the Rebbetzin isn't ready when they're up to the Kolben, when they're up to the Seder, she didn't make the Knedlich yet. So she'll say, no, so first eat the Kolben Pesach, and then you eat the rest of the Suda, because she'll see that one can eat after the Kolben Pesach. So therefore, and in such a case, if they'll start first eating the Kolben Pesach, then the Kolben Pesach will taken not be eaten l'moshka l'gedula. So according to Shmuel Rav Yochanan, they ask it to eat anything after the korban Pesach to ensure that the korban Pesach will be nechal ala seiva. That's one mahalach. And another mahalach is the Rashbam says that one should have the tam Pesach bepit. One should have the tam Pesach bepit. So that's why they ask it to eat something after the achilas haPesach. And just let's Chaparayim, so the nafkamina will be legabi matzah. Is one permitted to eat after the matzah shel choyv? Is he permitted to eat dessert? If the tam is out a gzeire, maybe it won't be nechal ala seiva. The lechayre, that's only a din in korban Pesach. Lemashcha legdula, that's only a loch in korban Pesach. If the tam is that one is not permitted to eat something after the korban Pesach in order to ensure that the tam Pesach should remain befiv, so then hu adin by matzah, one should also not be permitted to eat after the achilas matzah shel chayva, which the Rashbam says is at the end of the suda, in order to ensure that the tam matzah should be befiv. But this machlokes we'll go over now in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, ein maftiren achar matzah afikayman. So this first lashon of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel holds that the halacha is that the reason that one is not permitted to eat an afikayman after the korban Pesach, as we'll see, is because that it should be nishar bepiv tam Pesach, so hu adin by matzah, emeftirin acha matzah afikoyme. So the Gemara says, Tnan, we learned in the Mishnah, emeftirin acha apesach afikoyme, acha apesach hu deloy, avol acha matzah emeftirin. If the reason is the way Shmuel says, that the reason is that he should have a tam mitzvah bepiv, so why did the Mishnah specify a maftir achara pesach afikaim? It would seem dafke achara pesach and not dafke, and not after matzah. So it seemed that the reason is to ensure that the achilas pesach should be ala seiva. That's why one is not permitted to eat after the korban pesach. By after matzah, the locha would be that it would be permissible. Emfert Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, loy mi boy koma, loy mi boy achem matzah, the loy nafish tamayu. Says the Mishnah is telling us that even after the achilas haPesach, which has a strong tam, one is not permitted to eat something afterwards. Matzah loy mi boy achem matzah, the loy nafish tamayu. It doesn't have such a lingering tam. So it's poshut, one is not permitted to eat afterwards, because he'll lose the tam matzah bepit. Avol acher haPesach v'nofesh taimei, leimotzi avuri, but Pesach, which has a strong tam, and will not go away so easily, even though he eats something else, it lingers still in his mouth. So I would think less lumbo, that there's no issur of eating the food after the Pesach, Kamash Melon. So the Mishnah is telling us, Eim Aftilin Afilu Achar HaPesach Afikoymen. That Afilu after the Korban Pesach, one is also not permitted to eat. So the Gemara name of Messiah, we have a Raya to Shmuel. It says, Nabarai says, of Gonim, Adov Shonim, Viskeritim, which are types of Mizoinis, or the Mamalek Reisimeyem, a person is permitted to eat, to fill himself up with these mezainis, or bilvad, but he has to make sure, sheyechol kezayis matzah ba'achoyne. We're speaking about he has one kezayis matzah, so a person, the, is mamali, or the mamali kreisimem from the mezainis, but he has to make sure that the kezayis matzah has to be eaten ba'achoyne. Not eat the kezayis first and then eat the sufganim v'dufshanim. So it says ba'achoyne in berishayne loy. So it says that you have to make sure that the kezayis matzah has to be eaten ba'achoyne. It cannot be eaten berishayne. So you see klor alaya to Shmuel that the din that one is not permitted to eat after the mitzvah is not only applicable to Korban Pesach, it goes ematir machamatzah fikoyim. That's why the Braisa says you have to make sure that you eat the matzah b'achoyne. So the Gemara said loy mi boy koma. No, that's not pshat the Braisa. Loy mi boy berishoyne dekochel teyovim. He's not telling you that you have to do like this, that you have to make sure to eat the kezayis matzah b'achoyne fakel. Really, it'd be preferable if you eat the kezayis matzah b'rishayna. But he's telling you a heter. You're permitted to eat the kezayis matzah b'chayna. Loy mi boy kama, loy mi boy b'rishayna. If you want to eat it, but it could be, there's no din b'chlal that there should be a tam matzah b'pit. But the Brais is telling you, loy mi boy b'rishayna, tekoche l'tayovim. That if he eats the kezayis matzah first, so he's eating it with an appetite. So that's a vadigiv is good. There's no shayla about it. Avol ba'achoyne, but ba'achoyne dilma osi lemeichel achila gasa. Maybe since he's memalei adam kreisa, he's filling himself up with these mezainis. So it might come about that when he comes to the kezayis matzah, will be achila gasa. So I would think it's also to eat a maloi kamash malon. So the Brais is telling us he's permitted to eat it b'achoyne also. So l'chei the loshna Brais is as follows: asub gonim adushan b'sakritim odom emalei kreisim mehem. We're saying a breita heter. he's permitted to fill himself up, memale kreisim, and his memale kreisim, that means that the oven there won't be anymore, or bilvad, but he has to make sure, sheyoichal kizayis matzah b'choyne, that the kizayis matzah will be eaten, but sachila gas, it's not called eaten. So memale, that's what the b'raise is telling you, we're permitting you to eat, but you have to make sure, we're permitting you to be memale your stomach, but you have to make sure that the gezayis matzah will be eaten b'choyne. But if you eat it b'rishayne, it's tali alecha b'roche, then it's eating it to yavan also. But you have mechuyev to eat it b'rishayne. That is the first loshen, and according to this loshen, the isra of afikoymen is applicable by matzah, and the Mishnah is telling us that afilu by Pesach, there's an isra, even though there's a lingering tam by kolben Pesach, afo pikein, there's also an Issa, but matzah v'adegivist is an Issa to eat after the achilas chayvah. Marzutre masni hochi. That's how Marzutre learned b'shem Rav Yehuda Meshmul that the aim of tirem acha matzah afikayim. Omar Rav Yosef, Marzutre masni hochi. Marzutre masni hochi. Omar Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda Meshmul, na'andosh. He had a different Kabbalah. The Rav Yosef Avida Meshmul said, "Maftirem acher hamatzah afikoymen." That they said fakert. That the one is permitted to eat after the matzah afikoymen. The whole iser is only out Pesach. Pesach is also, but matzah is mutter. Then we'll say that the lomda. So the iser of Pesach is also is shemo. They asked the Pesach nafikoyman because he might not eat it ala saiva. But by matzah, there's no din ala saiva, so you're allowed to eat the afikoyman after matzah. Name a misayalei, aim after nacha Pesach afikoyman. The Mishnah specifies Pesach. Acha Pesach, the loy, avalacha matzah maftirim. So the Gemara, loy mi boy come, loy mi boy acha matzah, no, if angus a chidish, afilu acha pesach, you're not allowed. Loy mi boy acha matzah, loy no fish time. It doesn't have such a strong tam, so it's poshit, you're not allowed to eat afikoymen after the matzah. Avol acha pesach, aim a loy, but I would think, after the kolben pesach, one is permitted to eat because it's no fish time. It's Kamash Malon, that no, even if the Kolben Pesach, they still asked to eat an Afikoymen, also because Vinish Tvi, there'll be an Ibut Tam of the Pesach. Meisvei, Asad Gonim, Vaduv Shonim, Askeritim, Odom, Amalei, Kreisim, Emo, Bavad, Sheyechel, Kizayis, Matzah, Bachroine. See, it says, Klo, that he has to make sure that the last thing he eats is a Kizayis, Matzah. So you see that ein matir macham atzafi koimen bachoyne in berishoyne loy. So the Gemara says it's no kash. Loy mi boy koma. Loy mi boy berishoyne deko. He's not telling us he has to eat a bachoyne. He's permitted to eat a bachoyne. Loy mi boy berishoyne deko chole teyoved. If he eats it in the beginning of the suda, that's tovi ala broche. He's mamish eating it with a appetite. Since there's a possibility, because he's been mamalik reisa with askeritin before, so there's a possibility he might come and eat an achilagas. Amos, I would think lois or chazal were not matter that he should eat askeritin before the matzah, kamash malon, that he's permitted to eat it. So these are the two lashaynes. If the din of afikoymen applies by matzah also or only by Pesach. Let us see Tosfos. Maftirin acher matzah afikoymen. Bimtayma acher Pesach, mai tayme ein maftirin. Hanofish tayme tzayme matzah. So the vial, Tosfos, we spoke out in the Gemara that there's two cheshbonos. There's one cheshbon, one is not permitted to eat after the Pesach, he might come and be mevatel the inyan of nechal al-asayve. And there's another cheshbon
of his mevatel tam matzah tam pesach. That's we spoke at oisim benik. But Tosfos is lechayre. Tosfos is going now to be mechadish these taimim. So Tosfos did not know for what reason if after matzah you're permitted to eat, so why acha Pesach ein maftirin? Hanofish time tveime matzah. So if after matzah you're permitted to eat, and you're not chayish of the bittul tam matzah, so why after Pesach are you not allowed to eat? You should not be chayish for the bittul tam Pesach. Pesach has a stronger tam than matzah. Yesh loimar kede meforish bi Yerushalmi, de mishim hochi nechel ala soiva, shelo yovi ledei shvira setze. The reason the Pesach is nechel ala soiva, shelo yovi ledei shvira setze. Uchsiv ev etzem leisish peruboy. Dichsiv would be perhaps better. They might come to, if it won't be eaten ala soiva, he might come to break an etzim, and that's not permitted. So therefore, you're not permitted to eat anything afterwards, because the Pesach is nechal ala soiva, and l'cheira, that's what Tosfos means, so if you're going to eat something afterwards, you might come to be mevatel the din achila ala soiva, because we need afterwards, so you'll push up the Korban Pesach to the beginning of the Suda. So that's why you're not allowed to eat. Now, Zahira Ha'ore and the Lashon of Tosfos, L'chayre, the way I understand, Tosfos is telling us that the reason why one is not permitted to eat after the Achilas HaPesach is because the Pesach has to be Nechal ala Soiva, and by eating afterwards you might be Oiker the Din Achila ala Soiva. Now, why you have to eat al HaSoiva Korban Pesach, that's irrelevant. Why you have to eat al HaSoiva? The Rashbam said you have to eat al HaSoiva because it's a Din LaMoshcha LaGdula. There's a Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi says you have to eat al HaSoiva Shlo Yishah Beretzim. That's irrelevant, l'chayre, why you have to eat ala soiva. L'chayre, the teretz is that the reason you're not allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach is because since there's a din to eat ala soiva, so by eating afterwards you might come to be mevatel this din to be oichel ala soiva, so therefore you're not allowed to eat afterwards. So l'chayre, the teretz is not allowed to eat afterwards because there's a din lechel ala soiva. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, Yeshloima, Kedemaporish, Bisham, Mishamochi, Nechal, Allah, Slave, Shalom, Day, Shvira, says, since the Yerushalmi says that the reason it shouldn't be Nechal, Allah, Slave, is because of Shvira, Setzem, therefore, you're not allowed to eat afterwards. Was Gaitmer on what the reason is? Why do you have to be a buck in Yerushalmi? There's a din that has to be Nechal ala Seiva. Forget about the Yerushalmi. There's a din that the Pesach has to be Nechal ala Seiva. Taisa Baisis, the Mishim Hochi, the Forish Mishim, the Mishim Hochi, Nechal ala Seiva. So Meila is ein Eichel Mishim Dova. So I thought, we mentioned yesterday that Esvorim, the Prima Godim, the Prima Godim says that Chazal never made a gzeire on a bitul mitzvah saseh. They only made a gzeire if a person might be oiva on Issa. So for Kertadan, I thought it would be beautiful. So Tosfos had to say something. If you're Samazai, you'll say it's nechal ala soiva, like the Rashbam said. The Rashbam says it has to be nechal ala soiva because it's a mitzvah of l'moshcha l'gdula. It has to be eaten in the cover of the kaifin. If that would be the reason it's Nechal ala Soiva, so they wouldn't make a gzeire that you're not allowed to eat afterwards, maybe you won't eat it ala Soiva. They never make gzeires on a bitl mitzvah saseh. That is what the Prima Godim says. So the Mele Tosfos couldn't say, you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach because it's Nechal ala Soiva. Wait a minute, let us see what the reason is. If the reason is because you'll be mevatel a mitzvah saseh, they never make gzeiros on a bitl mitzvah saseh. So that's what they say to give a gdome. You know why you're not allowed to eat a saseh? Because the Yerushalmi says he might come and be yoiva an aveira. Ooh, if he might come and be yoiva an aveira, so you know they made a gzeira, he shouldn't come to be yoiva an aveira. Gzeira le gzeira, it's kulachad gzeira. So then I thought it would be beautiful that, that the Lashon of Taisus, which like this is very shver. Let's go a little further. Vimtaima, obiminche, nami amrinen betmure, obiminoches, de necheles ala soive, to lekalameima hai taime. Now, it says that a minche is also nechel ala soive. Now, we have to understand Taisvis kash. If you learn Poshib Shat and Taisvis, forgetting what we just said a minute ago, this kash is very shvel. What does Taisvis say? Taisvis says, a minche, you also have to eat ala soive. A minche pasnet shvira setzen. So what? Good. So why do you have to eat a minche ala soive? Okay, it's a good kasha. I don't know why. But what does this kasha have to asugye? So there's another reason why, what Taisvis wants to, what is the problem of Taisvis? Taisvis, a mincha also has to be t'nal seife. Fine, a mincha has to be t'nal seife. So pass nish the tam von shviras etzem, you're right. Why does it be t'nal seife? I don't know. We're learning menachas now. What's bad with our sugya? So dachsech mir, the way we said before, it's beautiful. Fakir Taisvis says, you can say that Babli holds that the reason it's nechel ala soive is al tzegzeir of shviras etzem. Because if that would be the reason, so why aren't you permitted to eat a mincha? Why do you have to eat a mincha ala soive? So al kochach, why do you have to eat a mincha ala soive? Because Mustama like the Rashbam, because it's a din la moshe le gdula, a korban has to be eaten. So Mustama, if that's the reason that Babli holds by mincha, so Mistama, this reason applies by Korban Pesach also. Yerushalmi is Yerushalmi. But Bavli says that Mincha also has to be eaten ala soive. So Bavli holds that the Tamid has to be eaten ala soive is as Lamashcha L'Gdule. So Memele is Lamashcha L'Gdule. Pastor Nishken Gzeire. So why aren't you allowed to eat after the Korban Pesach? I think that's Pshat and Taisvis. But now, later it's not going to be so good. But Akbonim, till now it's, that's the mir, it's good. Like this is very shver what Taisvis kash is. Yeshloima, so Taisvis says, Tohosam hainu taime, Shloyeitze mishulchan rabbi rot. He says, no, that's another reason in Gansen. The reason you have to eat ala soiva minche is Shloyeitze mishulchan rabbi rot. That's why. You shouldn't, that means it won't be eaten ala soive, so it's like, a bizoyin. You ate by the Rabbeinu Shlom Asuda, tells us how a person goes, lahavdol elf alfi avdolos, he goes, was invited to a gvir's house for a Suda, and after he comes out of the Suda, so they ask him, no, he says, I'm starved. It's a bizoyin for the Bala Suda. So the male, if a person is eating a korban, he's eating a minche, so after the minche, he has to al kaponim, he shouldn't leave the shulchan rabbi rot. So therefore, they made a takone, that you have to eat it ala soive. That's the reason over there. Avo b'matze loishayech haitaime. Now Taisvis says, abo by matze, this doesn't pass. The lav mishulchan rabbi havi kuli hai. Matze is not mishulchan rabbi kuli hai. Now this is already very schwer. I mean, versteht sich, it's not mishulchan rabbi. We're speaking about a korban. But it's lav, but let's put this on hold. We'll come back to this. But Taisvis says, matze is lav mishulchan rabbi kuli hai. Fine. That means it would seem from Taisvis, but let us just say the Hemshech in Taisvis. If by Matze both Eichet kepast, so then I have a kasha. So by Matze also has to be eaten ala soiva, so then they should make a gzeira. So it seems by this past a gzeira, this is not called a bitl mitzvah saseh. This svorish lo yetzim shulchan rabbi ro. But Taisvis says, no, by Matze pastachnit b'shulchan rabbi kulei hai, Sapastachnich, so Mamela, so there is no din lechalala soiva als this for it. So Mamela, that's why you'll have to eat after the matzah, after the matzah. The chagige haboi ma pesach, the chagige that comes with the pesach, af al gav di ikalaman di omar de isba mishum shvira setzen. Chagige haboi ma pesach, there's a man di omar that says, ben teima holds, the man di omar according to ben teima that holds that there's an isra of shvira setzen. Vafilochi eini nechelis ala soiva. So lochera na taisis is asking a shayla, according to the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi said, why is Pesach Nechal ala Soiva? Because of Shviras Etzem. So now Taisha is asking, and the Chagiga is not Nechal ala Soiva. Eat the Chagiga first, and then eat the Kolben Pesach. So it's not Nechal ala Soiva. And for Taisha, Haina Mishum, the Pesach ben Shnosa Yil Verochir. The reason is because the Pesach is 1 year old, and it's young, and it's soft. V'chashini l'shviras etzmutz. V'chayish v'shviras etzmutz by Pesach. Aval chagige loy. But chagige, we're not chayish for shviras etzmutz. So that's why it's not nechal ala saiva. Now, this taisviz is shreklach. And the kivegel was very nice enough to tzeichen su atshuvas mil tzedakah. The Tshuvas Mil Tzedakah says he doesn't understand what Taisvis is saying. L'chayre will learn Tmimis Nikda Taisvis. Taisvis is, let's go into this Nekuda now. Taisvis asks Akasha, according to the Yerushalmi, why the Yerushalmi said that the reason that a Pesach is Nechal ala Soiva, because the reason a Pesach is Nechal ala Soiva is because B'chayish v'shviras etzem. So why isn't a chagigah nechal ala soiva? So Taisvah says, the chashash v'shviras etzem applies only by a Pesach, the ben shnosayu, the rochich. So we learn this Taisvah, but how do we feel is the Taisvah? Oh, but a chagigah, you have a chbeis, it's 10 years old, it's the bones are as strong as eisen. So therefore there's no reason that it should be nechal ala soiva. That's how we would learn Taisvis. That's because ignorance is bliss. But if you look into the Gemara that speaks about Ben Taime, so the Gemara says, according to Ben Taime, as follows. It zich has to be a Ben Shona. A Chagiga zich has to be a Ben Shona. That's no Shaila whatsoever. It's Dumya de Pesach. There's a Shaila is Shviras Etzem. Also, according to Ben Taime, Shviras Etzem, not also. But a Ben Shona zich has to be. So Memele, so now, what's Pshat and Taisvis? So this Taisvis is Mamish Hashrek. Taisvis is saying that Taisvis is asking Akasha, why doesn't a Chagiga have to be eaten ala Soiva? Why went the Chayish for Shviras Etzem? So Taisvis says, because a Pesach is Ben Shnosei Berochek. Aber Chagiga loy. That's what this Tshuvas Mil Tzedakah, someone asked him, Pshat and Taisvis, it's a Pella. So the Mil Tzedakah says, it's a very interesting Pshat in Taisvis. He says as follows, we see something else in Taisvis. Taisvis, Vais Tais Klo, that the whole Halacha, Taisvis says, a Mincha is Nechal ala Saiva, because he shouldn't leave the tish hungry, so that's why it's nechal ala soiva. We see from Taisus Klo that the shloyeitze mishulchan rabbi rov does not apply by Pesach. Basically, Shami said a different reason. It's nechal ala soiva. Al shvira setzim. It doesn't apply by chagiga, because chagiga is not nechal ala soiva. So we have to understand, let's understand this kufa. Why doesn't this apply by Chagiga and Kolben Pesach? That's the Aleph. So the Mil Tzedakah says that this Svarah, what Taisvis mentioned, Shloyeitze Mishulchan Rabbi Rov, this is only by a Mincha. Why is this only by a Mincha? Because a Mincha is Nechel Bifnim. It's Kotche Kotche. It's Nechel Bifnim. That's called you're eating al shulchan rabbi. Yes, I'm not eating by in the privacy of my own dining room. I'm eating in dazore. That's shulchan rabbi. A person eats al shulchan rabbi and he goes hungry. That we can't permit such a occurrence. So therefore, the halacha is that it has to be eaten al asayvet to make sure that he won't be hungry. A korban pesach, a korban chagiga, it is eaten b'chol Yerushalayim. Each one is eating it in the privacy of his dining room or by his erech's dining room. So memele, there's no chiyuv gomel that shaloi yetze mi pesach lo yetze mi shulchan rabbi ro. That's anocha aleph. Anocha beis, Tosva said, by matzah, a very modern lotion. I will be matzah loy shayach hay taime de lav mishulchan rabbi havi kuli hay. A very modern lotion. Matzah is not kol kach mishulchan rabbi. Versteht sich matzah is not mishulchan rabbi. It was that matzah shayach is mishulchan rabbi. If Pesach is not shulchan rabbi, if Chagig is not shulchan rabbi, it's kotchim. Even though there's a form mishulchan gaboya kazachu. But according to other Rishonim. And it's not called Shulchan Rabbi, so by Matziv say the Lav Shulchan Rabbi Havi Kulahai. So the Miltzdoki says there is Ober an Inyan by all mitzvahs Shlo Yetze Mi Shulchan Rabbi Ro. That means there is an Inyan, it's a bit, even though by a Minche, which one is eating mamish al shulchan rabbi, is eating in the zore, that is not permissible. We won't allow it. That shelo yetze mishulchan rabbi rov. So there the halacha is, Chazal made a takone, it's nechal al asayva. By mitzvahs, if a person did a mitzvah, he ate a kolben pesach, he ate a kolben chagige, he ate matzah. So be'etzem, there's also a svore. So it's also, say, finish the mitzvah and you're still hungry. There's also a svore shlo yetze mishulchan rabbi ro. But this svore is not a svore to be mechayev and achila ala soiva. That means, taki, one should be mishtadol, shlo yetze mishulchan rabbi ro. There's a svore. But to make a takone that it has to be nechal ala soiva because of this, that they didn't make. So therefore, by Korban Pesach, we have to come to a new reason. Als Shvira Setzem. That's Anoche Beis. And by Matzah Pasta can Shvira Setzem. So there's no takone that has to be Nechal Alasayim. Anoche Gimel. Let us understand what is Pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if he'll be hungry, if he'll, the first thing on the menu will be a Korban Pesach, he might come to make a Shviras Etzem. So what is Pshat? He might come to make a Shviras Etzem. A Shviras Etzem is a Yisr D'Raisa. So what's gonna be? He's so hungry, we'll put on each table a Shviras Etzem also min HaTorah. That'll be the sign. And then when he starts eating, he looks up, he sees, he's hungry. About this an Yisr D'Raisa. What was the chash? He might come to Shviras Etzem. If he's hungry, he might come to Shviras Etzem. Well, forget about the lot. It's Korban Pesach. Coach him, hunger him, hunger hell. So the Miltzdoki says, Chas v'shalom, a person will never forget, he'll be amazed, he'll go and break a bone, hungry him, hunger hell, never do such a thing. He says, you know what would give him the incentive to, that a bone might be broken? He says, there's a different parashin gansu. This person, there is a svore chitzayne, that shlo yetze mi shulchan rabbi rov, we said afilu by Pesach, afilu by Matzah, there is such a svore. The one shutake lachatchila shlo yetze mi Pesach rabbi rov. It's not muchach, Chazal never made a takone, but there is such a svore. So you can have a frumayit when he's eating the korban Pesach. So he wants a kaponim. There's no takone, but he wants to make sure shlo yetze mi Pesach rabbi rov. So he's going to go and make sure to eat up every minute particle of meat that there is on the Korban Pesach. It's a mitzvah. But he's making one mistake. We're speaking about a very young, a young tleh. So Memele, he'll be trying to eat every piece of meat on the Korban Pesach. And he might come and break a bone. That's the Issa of Shviras Etzem. The Issa of Shviras Etzem is when he wants to make sure Shiloi Yetze Mishulchan Rabbi Rob, this is not a Chiev, so he might come and break a bone. So Memele, so Chazal made a takone, that he has to be eaten al asayve, not because of the chiyev shleyetze mishulchan rabbi rov, no, because this inyan might bring him to break an etzim, because they're weak bones. So therefore, the Chazal said that the Pesach has to be nechal al asayve. A kol ben chagige, this person has nothing but to worry about. By a kol b'chagige, also the bones will break. It's the same thing, the same weak bones. But a kol b'chagige, this frum person, he won't eat all the shtiklach meat left on the kol b'pesach, because they're telling him, you know, ashla yetzi mishulchan rabbi rov, he said, don't worry, there's another course coming. The kol b'pesach is coming. So the kol b'pesach is the next course. So since the kol b'pesach is the next course, so memele he's not frum by the chagig. I have to make sure to eat shleyetze mishulchan rabbi rov, because there's nothing what to worry about. There's another course coming. The kol b'pesach will come, and when the kol b'pesach comes, it's already it's all asayv already. So we have nothing what to worry about the kol b'pesach. So that's how the Milutzdokia learns pshat and taisus. The Milutzdokia says that the emison there's two shleyetze Mishulchan Rabbi Rov. There's a Shalayetzi Mishulchan Rabbi Rov, which Chazal made at Takone because of this, that it has to be eaten al Asayve. That's when he's really eating al Shulchan Rabbi. And that is by a Minche, which is Nechel Lifnim, that's Nechel Bifnim. So there is a Din Shalayetzi Mishulchan Rabbi Rov. That's why it's Nechel al Asayve. A Kolben Pesach, a Kolben Chigige Matzeh, there is a Frume inyan, not such an inyan to make a takonet shvi nachal ala soive because of this, but al kaponim there is an inyan that one should see that when he leaves the achilas mitzvah, he should not be hungry. So by Pesach, if he'll try and do this, he might come and break a bone because the bones are very soft. By the chagige, he'll never go and do it. Because by the Chagige, he knows that there's another course coming. The Korban Pesach is coming after the Chagige. So Memele, so that's why it's not Nechal Ala Soiva. By Matzah, since it is only an Inyan, it's not that it's Nechal, it's like Shayach It's not Shayach to make a chiyuv that it should be nechal al asayva. So that's why there's no takon it should be nechal al asayva. There's no takon it should be nechal al asayva. So therefore, there's no iser to eat after the matzah, nafikayman, because the devil was at the takon it should be nechal al asayva. That's how the Me'il Tzedoke says pshat and paisus. Uman di omar. So, about Bekitzel, after the dust settles, I mean, Abba Kaponim, that's what Taisvis is saying. That the reason, according to the second Lashon of Rabbi Yudah Meshmul, one is not permitted to eat an afikayman after the Korban Pesach, because it's at the Konitz Nechal Ala Seida. So, Memele, so therefore, Chazal asked to eat after the Achilles HaPesach to ensure that it'll always be eaten ala saiva. Mashain came by matzah, which is not nechal ala saiva, so there's no issa of eating afikayman after achilas matzah. That's the kitsa what Taisvah says. Uman di omar ein maftirim achal matzah u'pesach. According to the man di omar that says, ein maftirim achal matzah u'pesach. Im kein, leisvira leiketama yirushalmi. So,
he does not hold of the Yerushalmi. He does not hold of the Yerushalmi. So why aren't you allowed to eat a Korban Pesach? You're not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach. There's no legitimate reason why you're not allowed to eat an Afikoyman after the Korban Pesach. There's no of the Yerushalmi. So why are you allowed to eat an Afikoyman after the Korban Pesach? Sakoch the Tam is Al-Tam Pesach. So the Tam is Al-Tam Pesach. So who are then by Matzah? That is what Taisvah says. The Chazanish asks Amoyra de Kekasha on Taisvah. He says, why do you have to say that he doesn't hold of the Yerushalmi? He says there are, he could say poshet. There are two inyanim. There's a din, the Korban Pesach has to be nechal ala soive. That's a din. Why does it be nechal ala soive? Because Yerushalmi. Because it won't be ala soive. He might come and break a netzim. That's the Yerushalmi. But there's another shaila. Our Mishnah is speaking about after the achila soiva, are you allowed to eat some kampot? So why aren't you allowed to eat kampot? The second man, the yom ha'el, there's no reason why. He doesn't know they made a gzeira. You're not allowed to eat kampot because maybe he won't be oichlan on a soiva. That gzeira he doesn't hold. That means kampot after the achila soiva, does if I hold your if I hold that the only reason you're not allowed to eat kampot after the achila soiva is because of tam pesach, does not mean I don't hold of the Israel, the din of achila soiva. Achila soiva is achila soiva. That's 100% sure. You can first eat the korban pesach when you're 3/4 full. That's the Yerushalmi. And why is it that way? Shem yavu de shvira setzim. So good, I ate it after I'm 3/4 full. Finish. I did everything. No shvira setzim gomish. Now there's a new shayla, but he asked, why aren't you allowed to eat kampot afterwards? What's wrong with eating kampot? So memele, so he didn't know that they asked kampot, maybe he won't eat it all the same. That gzeira didn't hold up. So he says, in no way they asked kampot because they wanted shehev tam pesach bepit. I bazoi. So who had been by matzah also be also. So the Chazanish says he doesn't understand why Taisvus has to say that he doesn't hold of the Yerushalmi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meis, anu Gemara. Omar Rove, matzah bizman hazeh de yereise, morer de rabona. Matzah bizman hazeh de yereise. In Mora is a Rabbon. Frag the Gemara, Umayishna Mora, Dersiv, why do you hold Mora is a Rabbon? Dersiv al Matzis im Roirem Yechlu. Because the mitzvah of Mora was said it should be eaten with the Korban Pesach. You should eat the Korban Pesach with Matzah Mora. Bizman dike Pesach, yesh Mora. Bizman de leke Pesach, leke Mora. Matzah nami hoksiv al matzis im roirim yechlu. So matzah also the is dependent, is mekusha with mitzvah sachilas ha-pesach. So what's pshat in rove, the matzah bizman is at the reise? And for the gemore, matzah meheda hoda bei kro, be'erev toichlu matzis. There's a new posik. The posik says that the posik is megala, filo when there's no korban pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat, there's a chiv to eat matzah. That shita's chod. The Rav Acher by Yaakov Omar echod ze veechod ze the Rabbonon. No, just like morer bizman hazeh zeh the Rabbonon, because the mitzvah of morer is dependent in the mitzvah of Pesach. So who did matzah bizman hazeh zeh the Rabbonon? Because matzah is emroirim yechlu. The whole mitzvah of matzah is only when it should be eaten together with a korban Pesach. No korban Pesach, no matzah. Frag the Gemara, Ella Hoksiv, Be'erev Teichlo Matzis. Frag the Gemara, Rabacha Bayakib, but there's a new posik, Be'erev Teichlo Matzis, that comes to tell us that Matzis are eaten until without Korban Pesach, Bizman Hazeh. So he said, so Rabacha Bayakib said, Ahimi Boile Letomei Vishoyi Bederech Rechoik. He says, no, that posik is not speaking about Bizman Hazeh. The whole mitzvah of matzah is only when there is a korban pesach. But the pasuk is telling us, what if you have a person who's a tomei or bederech hachoikim, that lemaise, it's zman pesach, it's a zman when a pesach, but he personally cannot eat a korban pesach. He's a tomei bederech hachoikim. The salkid baitach aminekim de pesach leyochli matzah morinam ilay nechom. Since he doesn't eat a korban pesach, he doesn't eat matzah either.
Kamash Malon, so the Pasuk comes to tell us that Bizman Habayis, when there's a Chiya Pesach, so even though he cannot eat the complete set of Pesach Matzah Moreh, Ramakvan Mizmachuyev to eat Matzah. But Bizman Hazeh, that there's no Kovan Pesach Legamri, then Yizichah don't eat. There's no Chiya to eat Matzah. The Rova or Maloch, oh, this is a good time. So you need Be'er of Teichel Matzahs for Bizman Abayis for Tomei Derech HaChoyke. So Rova says, Tomei V'shoi B'Derech HaChoyke Loi Tzorich Kro Loi Gori Me'orol Ben Echo. That means to tell me Bizman Abayis, if you're not eating the Korban Pesach, you're still Mechuyev a Matzah, and I don't need a special Pasuk Be'er of Teichel Matzahs, I could learn this out from an Orol Ben Echo. The sanya kol oru la yoichul boy. So there's a mit kol oru la yoichul boy. Boy ain't a yoichul. Aval oichul be matzah morer. So there's a mit that an oru, even though he doesn't need a kolben pesach, is mechuyev be matzah morer. So memele, so who had in a tamiv derech hachayka also? Do you see that even though you're not eating a kolben pesach, it's still mechuyev be matzah morer? So kol be'erev teich lematzah is coming for bizman hazeh. The idoch, what does Rav Acha bar Yaakov hold? Ksiv bahai, utzrich. No, you need a posik by oral to tell me that an oral bizman abayis is chayiv b'matzeh. You need a posik to tell me a tomei d'achachoyk is chayiv b'matzeh. Tzrich, and you cannot learn out one from the other. Aba bizman hazeh, that, the bizman hazeh, I don't have a posik, period. So memel bizman hazeh, matzeh is ad harabonim. Zogt der Rashbam. Matzo bizman hazeh diyeraisa laila horishayn choyva. The first night it's a choyva. Ahim iboilei letomiv shoy bederch choyko ubizman shebeis amigdash kayim. That's what Rav Acha bar Yaakov said. So Rova asked him, we can learn this out from Orol and Ben Echo. So he answered, ksi bahai, the Tomei v'shahoye b'derech hachayke lo yalef me'orol u'benecho. You cannot learn out a Tomei from an orol u'benecho. To islei tashlumim lepesach sheini. A Tomei in a derech hachayke has the opportunity to bring a pesach sheini. Hilkach lo yoichul matze berishen ad sheyase pesach sheni v'yekayim al matzis umroirim yoichlu. Aber orol benecho dinhu sheyoichlu matze berishen to lo yoichli b'sheni. So the Rashbam says a very interesting svar. The Rashbam says like this. A tomei in a derech rechoike. Why doesn't he bring a Pesach Rishon? Because he's a Tomei Meis. Because he can't be Metayer himself. So he won't be able to eat the Korban Pesach tonight. So therefore, that is why he can't bring a Pesach Rishon. Oh, but this person is eligible for Pesach Sheni. He can't be Metayer himself to eat the Korban Pesach tonight. But in 7 days he will be Toyer. Aderech HaChoyke, he can't make it to the Azorah. And where he's standing now, but in a month he'll be able to make it to the Yazorah. So Mamela, this person is Mufka Basher Hushon. This person is Mufka from Pesach Rishon, but he's eligible for Pesach Sheni. So I would think as follows, that the mitzvah of Matzah is Mekusha to Korban Pesach. That's for sure. Matzah Samroyim Yechlu. So Mamela, a person who will have the opportunity to be Mekayim Mitzvah Spacer, so then he's Mekayim Mitzvah Matzah with Ketikunai. The Mitzvah Matzah Ketikunai is a Matzah Samroirim Yechlu. That is Mitzvah Matzah Ketikunai. So Mela, I would never say Pesach Rishon, you have to eat Matzah though. There's no Indian to eat Matzah. Just like all the other Yidden are eating Matzah al Tzachelik of the Korban Pesach, I'll also do the same. I'm gonna do the same Pesach Sheni. An oral, just like his mufke from Pesach Rishon, an oral's mufke from Pesach Sheni. Meisa Ochiv Machmas Mila. So he can bring a Pesach Sheni also. So he's a person that can never eat matzah together with Pesach. So a mail on him, you need a posik to tell me
that even though he can't be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah semroire, by him there's a mitzvah of matzah without Pesach. That's what the Rashbam says. The problem is, what's with a benechel? A benechel lechoire could bring a Pesach sheni. You know what he does? He just goes to he does the dos tshuva and he'll bring a Pesach sheni. Why can a benechel bring a Pesach sheni? That the Bemerson the Dvar Shmuel asks the Kasha. I mean, the Rashbam says, if it would only say, Orum Benecha, they, because they're Mufke from a Pesach Sheini. So that's why they Mechuyib Tid Matzah. But a Tomei and a Derech HaChayke is not Mufke from Pesach Sheini. Lechayon Benecha is also not Mufke from a Pesach Sheini. But Tachsach Mir, it could be Pshat is as follows. That means you look at the person Basher Usham. Basher Usham is a Benecha. In this matzav, the way he is now, he is Mufka from a Pesach. If he'll change, but we're talking about what he is now. His matzav now, a Benecha, this matzav is Mafkiyim from all Kolbonis. He can't bring a Pesach Ish, he can't bring a Pesach Shein, he's a Benecha. So in this matzav now is a ptur of Pesach Sheini. We spot from Pesach Sheini, so the Torah says, "Well, a kapod of matzah you could eat. You could eat matzah. Ma she'ein kein a tomei in a derech chayke. His matzav now is he's eligible for Pesach Sheini. Being tomei now, being with the chayke now, I'm eligible for Pesach Sheini. So memela, so I would think he does not have to eat matzah Pesach Rishon, because he'll be able to mekayim mitzvahs matzah ketikunoi and matzahs amroirim yechlu. Avol oral b'neichodinu sheyechlu matzah b'rishon. Do'oloi ochli b'shein. Fikosav achmona b'erev toichlu matzahs avamuk milo b'oral b'neichod. Mishum d'les lei tashlumim. Avol tamiv d'echorek dislu tashlumim le'lachai b'rishon. Let me tell you over how the Gam Horovitz learns Pshat and Taisvis. Taisvis had a problem. The way the Pasuk tells us a Benecha should not la yoichel boy, he should not eat la yoichel boy, he should not eat a Korban Pesach, but he should eat matzah and mora. Now, what does that mean? Does he should eat matzah and mora, does it mean he's mechuyev matzah and mora? Or does it mean to say he's permitted to eat matzah more? Now, how do you teach the posik? If you teach the posik, kol benecha la yoichel boy, a benecha is not mechuyev in a korban pesach, but he's mechuyev in matzah more. That's one way you can learn pshat. Or you can learn pshat, kol benecha la yoichel boy, a benecha is not permitted to eat a korban pesach, but la yoichel boy matzah more, he's permitted to eat matzah more. So we can learn two ways pshat in the posik, and each way is a shrek. If we learn the second way is that a benecha is not like, he's not permitted to eat a kol pesach, but he's permitted to eat matzah mor. So, shkoyach, he's permitted to eat matzah mor. Why not? Otu matzah mor kedusha is be. You have to tell me a pasuk, you know, benecha, you're allowed to eat matzah mor. I don't need a pasuk for that. So that's why we can't learn. So how we'll learn? We'll learn the first way, that a benecha, you're not mechuyev to bring a korban pesach, but you're mechuyev to eat matzah mor. Now could you say that? That's also very wrong. A benecha will come off Yenevel to ask, why didn't you bring a korban pesach? So, why didn't you bring a korban pesach? I'm a benecha. So tell him that's a teretz, he should have done tshuva, a benecha. You're mechuyev in a korban pesach also. A benecha isn't a teretz. The Rambam says mit Monen von Jerovim ben Nevot for not washing my machoinim, for not making an Erev Tavshil in Erev Yontet. I say, listen, I'm an Eved Avedisara. So what is? I mean, you're mechuyim in Kol HaTorah Kula.
So what is Pshat in the Pasuk? The Pasuk, you know, Yechai v'matzah mora. Versteitzuch Yechai v'matzah mora. Yechai v'kol ha-mitzvah, Yechai v'kol ha-pesach also. So however you're going to say Pshat, there's a problem over here. That's how the Gram Horowitz explains. So that's the Hakadomah to this Taisus. So Taisus had a problem. How to translate the Pasuk, how to differentiate between matzah and pesach. Matzah, yah, and Pesach nit. Does it mean matzah is permitted or matzah is mechuyev? And however you learn pshat, it's shver. So Tosfos says as follows: Ein leforish boy ein chayiv lechol. That's pshat. He's not chayiv to eat a korban Pesach, but he's chayiv to eat matzah. Davadi chayiv lechol. He's chayiv to eat a korban Pesach also. The chayiv b'chol ha-mitzvahs. He's mechuyev in all mitzvahs. He doesn't want to do tshuva, but you can't say he's not chayiv to eat a korban Pesach. He's chayiv to eat a korban Pesach. So what's pshat in this boy? The nira leforish, the mairi bi Yisrael mumer b'shas shchita. The chazal the osa tshuva. Let us say for practical purposes, the Dvar Shmuel is metzadik like this pshat in Tosfos. We're having like this. This mumma came, and let's say he became a monoi and a korban pesach. He's a mumma, but he wants to eat a korban pesach. That's hakdama one. Hakdama two, let us say, but since a mumma is not allowed to eat a korban pesach, his meaning is worthless. So he doesn't get a din money. Let us accept these two, hakdamas. Fine. So lemaisa, he became a monoi. And they told him he's a money, so he was a money, finished. But they told him, you know what, you're benecha, it's worthless. You don't need anything, and you're benecha, and a nice one. Forget him, I'm a good musishmuz. No, it did wonders. So lemaisa, he did tshuva. In the meantime, they shechted the korban pesach, he did tshuva. So now he's about tshuva. Now he's about tshuva. Ois benecha. Rabbi say, I'm about tshuva. No, now let me eat now the korban pesach. So they tell him, it's never too late. You can't eat a korban pesach because since you are benecha b'shas the minui, so that minui is not acceptable anymore. Minui of a benecha, that's not called a money. So memele, So it's too late. You can eat the korban pesach. So this ben necha, you know what? I'm about tshuva. It's mama. She's crying with moy shlish. So he tell him, listen. Now you're potter from the korban pesach because you're potter onus achmona patre. Now you can't eat a korban pesach. There's no korban pesach to become a monayon now. So now you're potter from a korban pesach. But you know what? But you chayiv a matzah morel. Matzah mora yechayiv takir. That means you want to be chayiv in matzah in pesach. You can't be chayiv in matzah in pesach because you're not a money. So that's how Tosfos says pshat. Come on. Ah, v'gav Yisrael ma'alyu v'asa tshuva. Come on, v'gav Yisrael ma'alyu kibin shleinim na'alo b'shah shchita shuva. Eni yoichol boy means he's not mechuyiv tira korban pesach now. Aber lo yechol b'matzah mora. Oval Ainu Shamesu Ochiv Machmas Mila Bachayev Bachol Amitzvis Bakayim Kulam Oshane Bepesach. Yeah, let us skip over the next Tosfos, which I said very schwer, and let us try to finish the Omer. Zog the Gemara weiter. Agav Uche. The miboyle letomei the lashon of Rav Acha bar Yaakov miboyle letomei v'shehoya bederech rechoyka salke daitach amino kiven de pesach loy ochli matza umore nami loy nechel. I would think that a tomei derech rechoyka, since he doesn't need a korban pesach, he doesn't need matza umore kamash malon. So what's the kamash malon? That he does eat matza umore. That's l'chayr the kamash malon. Fact the chazaynish. How can you learn from Be'erev Toichlu Matzois that he eats more? That's the Chazanish's kasha. Bishloim with the miut of boy. Is that miut is a miut on the Kolor LaYoichl boy. Boy in the Kolben Pesach he doesn't eat, but the trimmings of the Kolben Pesach he does eat. So Memeila boy ain't a Yoichl LaYoichl, but Matzah more. I mean, the said is on Matzah Samoyim Yoichlu. So there, an Oru and the Ben Eichel, you have a positive Machayev on more. But on a tom and derech choike, if according to Rav Acha Bayaka, I would think he's pot on everything. The pasuk is only telling us matzah. The pasuk isn't telling us more. That's the chazanish's kashi. Zokte gemore weiter. Tanya kevosei derob. Now we learned about raise a raya derob. That what? That matzah bisman azaza de raise. It says sheish yomim teichol matzos uvayoyim ashvi atzeres l'Hashem alekecha. That matzah should be eaten for 6 days. 7 days yontif. Well, I see yontif matzah the 7th day. Is mashvi rishus av sheish yomim rishus. So that means this is a gilui. We have a different pasuk. The pasuk says shiva shomim teichol matzos, and this pasuk says sheish yomim teichol matzos. So this is a gilui that the 7th day of the shiva shomim is a rishus. So we have a gilui that just like the 7 days is a rishus, so all 6 days are rishus. Av sheish yomim rishus. My time avadova shehoye bechlo v'yotze min haklal. Like this, it says shiva shomim teichol matzah. So everything was bechlal. There's a chiv of achilas matzah. V'yotze min haklal. Now we see the 7th day. There's no chiv to eat matzah. So sheish yomim is lalamed loy lalamed alatzma yotze. It's not only malamed on the 7th day. Alalamed al klal kula yotze. That all 7 days there's no chiv to eat matzah. Yochel af laila horishen rishus, am loima al matzis am roirim yechluhu. This is on the laila rishen. Ein li ala bizman she beis amigdash kaim. Bizman she ein beis amigdash kaim inayim. Am loima berev teich lo matzis akosuf kovoi chayba. She stayed a chlom de baraisem. The bizman azeh one is chayiv. Bizman azeh one is chayiv to eat matzis. Als berev teich lo matzis. And that is like rovet. Zogt der Rashbam, Shvi Rishus, Tachsiv, Abba Yoyim HaShvi, Atzeres, Leik Siv Toichol Matzah, Shrei Yetzi Yomin HaKval, Ab Shei Shisham Im Rishus, Im Rotsa Lechol Bosor Boloi Lechem, Oy Lisani Sashus Biyodoi, There's no Chiv to eat Matzah, Abba Dove Shrei Bechlal, Tachsiv Shiv HaShom Im Toichol Matzah, Viyotsa Min HaKval, Bahai Kro, Tashay Shisham Im, Ksiv, lelamed shehi rishus, that the 7 days rishus. Le lelamed al atzme levade, lelamed al aklal kuloi, dine zayin yomim. Zuachas me yudgimol midi shatera nidroshes behem. Period. Now the Rashbam makes a summary. Nehoche shaminon, the matz bizman azad yiraise, omore de rabonon, tanyi kebosi derode. Period. The kaimolon nami kerabyoichen adomadein oichlun achal matze choive shabachoine klum. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know where we had Rabbi Yochanan. We only had Omar Rabbi Yosef, Omar Vida Mashmu, and Omar Vida Mashmu. Maybe it's a grais, kaimolon Rabbi Yosef. The omadein oichlun achal matze choive shabachoine klum, the lelevato ta matze mino, avoshtiyes yayin, loy mevatlay. Now the Rashbam says one is permitted to drink wine. The shtiyah loy mevatlo achila minei. Shtiyah is not mevatlo tam achila. Why doesn't this apply by chagiga and korban pesach? That's the aleph. So the miltzadokah says that this svara, what Tosfos mentioned, shloyeitze mishulchan rabbi rov, this is only by a mincha. Why is this only by a mincha? Because a mincha is nechel bifnim. It's kotche kotche. It's nechel bifnim. There it's called, you're eating al shulchan rabbi. I'm not eating in the privacy of my own dining room. I'm eating in dazore. That's shulchan rabbi. A person eats al shulchan rabbi, and he goes hungry. We can't permit such a occurrence. So therefore, the halacha is that it has to be eaten ala soiva to make sure that he won't be hungry. A korban pesach, a korban chagiga, it is eaten b'chol Yerushalayim. Each one is eating it in the privacy of his dining room or by his Eirich's dining room. So memele, there's no chiyuv gomur that shaloi yetze mi pesach lo yetze mi shulchan rabbeiro. That's anocha aleph. Anocha beis, Tosva said, by matzah, a very modern lashon. Avol b'matzah lo shayach haitayme de lav mishulchan rabbi havi kuli hai. A very modern lashon. Matzah is not kol kach mishulchan rabbi. Versteht sich, matzah is not mishulchan rabbi. What's that matzah shayach is mishulchan rabbi? If Pesach is not shulchan rabbi, if Chagig is not shulchan rabbi, it's kotshim. Even though there's a small mishulchan gevoya kazachu. But according to other Rishonim. And it's not called Shulchan Rabbi, so by Matziv say the law Shulchan Rabbi Havi Kulahai. So the Miltzdokia says there is over an Inyan by all mitzvahs Shloyeitze Mishulchan Rabbi Ro. That means there is an Inyan. It's a even though by a minche, which one is eating mamish al shulchan rabbi, is eating in the zore, that is not permissible. We won't allow it. That shlo yetzei mishulchan rabbi rov. So there the aloch is, chazal made a takone, it's nechal al asoiva. By mitzvahs, if a person did a mitzvah, he ate a kolben pesach, he ate a kolben chagige, he ate matzah. So be'etzem, there's also a svore, so it's also, say, finish the mitzvah and you're still hungry. There's also a svore shlo yetze mishulchan rabbi ro. But this svore is not a svore to be mechayev and achil ala soiva. That means, taki, one should be mishtadol shlo yetze mishulchan rabbi ro. There's a svore. But to make a takone that it has to be nechil ala soiva because of this, that they didn't make. So therefore, by Kolben Pesach, we have to come to a new reason. Als Shvira Setzem. That's Anoche Beis. And by Matzah Pasner can Shvira Setzem. So there's no takone that has to be Nechal Alasayim. Anoche Gimel. Let us understand what is Pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if he'll be hungry, if the first thing on the menu will be a Kolben Pesach, he might come to make a Shviras Etzem. So what is Pshat? He might come to make a Shviras Etzem. A Shviras Etzem is a Yisro D'Raisa. So what's gonna be? He's so hungry, we'll put on each table a Shviras Etzem also min HaTorah. That'll be the sign. And then when he starts eating, he looks up, he sees, he's hungry. I'll go to San Yisro D'Raisa. What was the chash? He might come to Shviras Etzem. If he's hungry, he might come to Shviras Etzem. Well, forget about the lot. It's Kol Pesach. Coach him, hunger him, hunger her. So the Miltzdokia says, Chas v'shalom, a person will never forget, he'll be amazed, he'll go and break a bone, hungry him, hunger her, he'll never do such a thing. He says, you know what would give him the incentive to, that a bone might be broken? He says, there's a different parashing answer. This person, there is a svore chitzoyne, that shlo yetze mishulchan rabbi rov, we said afilu by Pesach, afilu by Matzah, there is such a svore. The one shutake lachatchila shlo yetze mi Pesach rabbi rov. It's not muchach, Chazal never made a takone, but there is such a svore. So you can have a frumayit when he's eating the kolben Pesach. So he wants a kapon, and there's no takone, but he wants to make sure shlo yetze mi Pesach rabbi rov. So he's going to go and make sure to eat up every minute particle of meat that there is on the Kolben Pesach. It's a mitzvah. It's a very kosher. But he's making one mistake. We're speaking about a very young, a young tleh. So Memele, he'll be trying to eat every piece of meat on the Kolben Pesach. And he might come and break a bone. That's the Issa of Shviras Etzem. The Issa of Shviras Etzem is when he wants to make sure Shiloi Yetzei Mishulchan Rabbi Rov. This is not a Chiyuv.
So he might come and break a bone. So Mele, so Chazal made a takone that he has to be eaten ala soive, not because of the chiyev shleyetze mishulchan rabbi rok, no, because this Indian might bring him to break an etzim, because they're weak bones. So therefore, the Chazal said that the Pesach has to be nechal ala soive. A kol ben chagige, this person has nothing but to worry about. By a kol ben chagige, also the bones will break. It's the same thing, the same weak bones. But a kol ben chagige, this frum person, he won't eat all the shtiklech meat left on the kol ben Pesach, because they're telling him, you know, Ashlayetzi Meshulchan Rabbi Rod, he said, don't worry, there's another course coming. The kol ben Pesach is coming. So the kol ben Pesach is the next course. So since the Kol Pesach is the next course, so Memele, he's not from by the Chagig. I have to make sure to eat Shleyetze Mishulchan Rabbi Rok, because there's nothing what to worry about. There's another course coming. The Kol Pesach will come. And when the Kol Pesach comes, it's already, it's Allah Saiva ready, so we have nothing what to worry about the Kol Pesach. So that's how the Miltzdokia learns Pshat and Taisus. The Miltzdokia says that the Emerson, there's two Shleyetze Mishulchan Rabbi Rov. There's a Shalayetzi Mishulchan Rabbi Rov, which Chazal made a takone because of this, that it has to be eaten ala soive. That's when he's really eating al Shulchan Rabbi, and that is by a minche, which is nechel lifnim, that's nechel bifnim. So there's a din, Shalayetzi Mishulchan Rabbi Rov. That's why it's nechel ala soive. A kolben Pesach, a kolben chigige matze, there is a Frume inyan, not so shayach, ayishkuli hay, not such an inyan to make a takonish be nachal ala soive because of this, but al kaponim, there is an inyan that one should see that when he leaves the achilas mitzvah, he should not be hungry. So by Pesach, if he'll try and do this, he might come and break a bone because the bones are very soft. By the chigige, he'll never go and do it. Because by the Chagigah, he knows that he still, there's another course coming, the Korban Pesach is coming after the Chagigah, so Memele, so that's why it's not Nechal Ala Soiva. By Matzah, since it is only an Inyan, it's not that it's Nechal, it's like Shayach Shloyeh, it's not Shayach to make a chiyuv that should be nechal ala seiva. So that's why there's no takon that should be nechal ala seiva. There's no takon that should be nechal ala seiva. So therefore, there's no iser to eat after the matzah, nafikaymen, because the devil was a takon that should be nechal ala seiva. That's how the Me'il Tzedoke says pshat and taisus. Uman di omar. So, but Bekitzel, after the dust settles, I mean, Abba Kaponim, that's L'chir Batei, Nachal HaMaisis, that's what Taisvus is saying. That the reason, according to the second Lashon of Rabbi Yudah Meshmul, one is not permitted to eat an Afikoyim after the Korban Pesach, because it's at the Konitz Nachal HaSeida. So, Memele, so therefore the Chazal asked to eat after the Achilles HaPesach to ensure that it'll always be eaten ala soiva. Mashain came by matzah, which is not nechal ala soiva, so there's no issa of eating avikoyman after achilas matzah. That's Bekitza what Taisva says. Uman di omar ein maftirim achal matzah u'pesach. According to the man di omar that says, ein maftirim achal matzah u'pesach. Im kein, leisvira leiketama Yerushalmi. So, he does not hold of the Yerushalmi. Elisova the Beinin Sheitam Matzah Upesach Bepit. He does not hold of the Yerushalmi. So why aren't you allowed to eat a Korban Pesach? You're not allowed to eat a Korban Pesach. There's no legitimate reason why you're not allowed to eat an Afikoyman after the Korban Pesach. There's no of the Yerushalmi. So why are you allowed to eat an Afikoyman after the Korban Pesach? Sakoch the Tam is Al Tam Pesach. So the time is Al-Tam Pesach, so who are then by Matzah? That is what Taisvah says. The Chazanish asks Amorah de Kekash on Taisvah. He says, why do you have to say that he doesn't hold of the Yerushalmi? He says, there are, you could say, Poshet, There are two inyanim. There's a din, the Korban Pesach has to be nechal ala seiver. That's a din. Why does it be nechal ala seiver? Because it's a shalmi. Because it won't be ala seiver. He might come and break an etzem. That's the Yerushalmi. But there's another shayla. Our Mishnah is speaking about after the achila soiva, are you allowed to eat some kampot? So why aren't you allowed to eat kampot? The second man, the Yom HaHel, there's no reason why. He doesn't know they made a gzeira. You're not allowed to eat kampot because maybe he won't be oichlan on a soiva. That gzeira he doesn't know. That means kampot after the achila soiva, does if I hold if I hold that the only reason you're not allowed to eat kampot after the achila soiva is because of tam pesach, does not mean I don't hold of the Israel the din of achila soiva. Achila soiva is achila soiva. That's 100% sure. You can first eat the korban pesach when you're 3/4 full. That's the Yerushalmi. And why is it that way? Shema yomu de shvira setzim. So good, I ate it after I'm 3/4 full. Finished. I did everything. No shvira setzim gomish. Now there's a new shayla, but he asked, why aren't you allowed to eat kampot afterwards? What's wrong with eating kampot? So he didn't know that they asked kampot, maybe he won't eat it all the same. That Zayri didn't hold up. So he says, you know why they asked kampot? Because they wanted to have tam pesach bepit. So I didn't buy matzah also be also. So the Chazanish says he doesn't understand why Taisvus has to say that he doesn't hold up the Yerushalmi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Meis, anu Gemara. Oma Rove, matzah bizman hazeh de yereise, morer de rabonim. Matzah bizman hazeh de yereise, morer is de rabonim. Fragt die Gemorre, Meishna, Morre, der Sieb, why do you hold Morre as a Bonne? Der Sieb war Matzis im Reure Mirchlu. Because the mitzvah of Morre was said it should be eaten with the Korban Pesach. You should eat the Korban Pesach with Matzah Morre. Bizman di ke Pesach, yesh Morre. Bizman de leke Pesach, leke Morre. Matze nami hoksiva matzis umroirim yechlu. So matze also the is dependent, is mekusha with mitzvah sachila sapesa. So what's pshat in rove that matze bizman is at the reise? Enter the gemore matze meheda hoda bei kro be'erev toichlu matzis. There's a new posik. The posik says that the posik is megala. Filo when there's no korban pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat, there's a chiv to eat mat. That shita's chod. The Rav Acher by Yaakov Omer echod ze veechod ze the rabbonon. No, just like morer bisman ezez the rabbonon, because the mitzvah of morer is dependent in the mitzvah of Pesach. So who did matzah bisman ezez the rabbonon? Because matzah is emroirim yechlu. The whole mitzvah matzah is only when it should be eaten together with a korban Pesach. No korban Pesach, no matzah. Fragt die Gemara, Ella hoksiv, be'erev teuch lo matzis. Fragt die Gemara, Rabacha ba'yake, but there's a new posik, be'erev teuch lo matzis, that comes to tell us that matzis are eaten, afilu without korban pesach, bizman hazeh. So he said, so Rabacha ba'yake said, ahimi boile le tome, v'shoi b'derech rechoik. He says, no, that posik is not speaking about bizman hazeh. The whole mitzvah of matzah is only when there is a korban pesach. But the pasuk is telling us, what if you have a person who's a tomei or bederech hachoikim, that lemaise, it's zman pesach, it's a zman when a pesach, but he personally cannot eat a korban pesach. He's a tomei bederech hachoikim. The salkid baitach amina kima de pesach leoch leimatzah morinam ilaynechum. Since he doesn't eat a korban pesach, he doesn't eat matzah either. Kamash Malon, so the Pasuk comes to tell us that Bizman Habayis, when there's a Chi of Pesach, so even though he cannot eat the complete set of Pesach Matzah Morah, but Bizman has said that there's no Korban Pesach Legamri, then Yizichah don't eat, there's no Chi of Tid Matzah. The Rava Amaloch, oh, this is a good time. So you need Be'erev Teichlo Matzis for Bizman Abayis for Tomei Derech HaChoike. So Rava says, Tomei V'shoi B'derech HaChoike Loi Tzorich Kro Loi Gori Me'orol B'necho. That means to tell me Bizman Abayis, if you're not eating the Korban Pesach, you're still Mechuyev HaMatzah,
And I don't need a special pasuk derev teich lematzes. I could learn this out from an oral ben eichel. The sign ye call oral la yoichel boy. So there's a mead called oral la yoichel boy. Boy ain't a yoichel. Aval oichel be matzem oral. So there's a mead that an oral, even though he doesn't need a kolben pesach, is mechuyu be matzem oral. So memele, so who had in and tamiv derchachayka also. Do you see that even though you're not eating a kolben pesach, it's still mechuyu be matzem oral? So koch berev teich lematzes coming for bisman hazeh. Ve'idoch, what is Rav Acha bar Yaakov hold? Ksiv bahai, ksiv bahai, utzrich. No, you need a posik by oral to tell me that an oral bizman abayis is chayiv b'matze. You need a posik to tell me a tomi dechachoyk is chayiv b'matze. Utzrich, and you cannot learn out one for the, from the other. Aber bizman hazeh, that, the bizman hazeh, I don't have a posik, period. So, my male bizman hazeh, matze is ad rabbonim.